你可以用任何的语言。预备，请。
A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt down before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. We know today is Mother's Day.
那母亲节在美国呢，他们的传统是早上他的小孩呢会为母亲做早餐。
Usually on this day, the American tradition is that children will make breakfast for their mothers.
那我们现在都住在美国，请问今天早上你的孩子有为你做早餐的举手。
We all live in the United States. Please raise your hand if your children prepare breakfast for you today.
每天都做。我说你的孩子有为你做早餐的。
Is it your children that have prepared breakfast for you?
我想不用灰心失望，因为大部分的孩子做完早餐之后，看到那个狼藉不堪的厨房，还有桌上打翻的番茄酱、炉子烧焦的锅，你还要花加倍的功夫去整理，你就省去这些麻烦了。
Don't be disappointed, because most of the children, after they finish preparing breakfast, all the messy kitchen, and you have to take more than double the effort to clean up the messy kitchen, the spilled ketchup on the kitchen table, and the char pots and pans in the stove, and you have saved all this trouble.
So, 我们教会是比较实际的。
Our church is more practical.
我们都让弟兄来服侍，包括今天中午做饭，今天所有的服侍，包括昨天你们都看见了，这些呢，就让他们难得一次，有这么一天让母亲好好的休息。
Our brothers will be serving today, including lunch preparation and clean up afterwards, or everything. And this is a rare occasion that our mothers can take a break and rest.
昨天有多少人来过来这里？你觉得弟兄表现怎么样？如果不错，给他们拍手一个鼓励，好。
How many people were here yesterday? If you feel that they did well, please applaud.
没有人可以否认母亲的伟大。
Nobody can deny the great maternal love.
虽然我们讲过去的母亲在那个年代非常辛苦，但是在今天这个现代的母亲一样辛苦的。
No one can deny the great maternal love. In the old days, it was a lot of hard work for mothers, but today, it is still a lot of hard work.
根据统计，有73%的母亲在外面工作之后，回到家里还要做家事。
According to statistics, 73% of the mothers, after working all day, they still have to go home and do all the housework.
而有超过40%的爸爸根本不做家事。
And more than 40% of the fathers who do not do any chore around the house.
所以大部分的孩子都是妈妈照顾的。
Most of the children are taken care of by the mothers.
那身为母亲呢，从怀孕的过程当中，那种艰辛啊，生产的痛苦是男人很难体会的。
It is extremely difficult for a man to appreciate the hardship of pregnancy and the pains of childbirth that mother has to go through.
那你说孩子生出来之后就轻松了吗？
And is it really smooth sailing after the baby is delivered?
有一个妈妈，她在孩子七个月大的时候，她所希望母亲节的礼物呢，就是能够睡个好觉。
It was this mother when her baby was 7 months old. The only Mother's Day gift that she was hoping for was a good night's sleep.
那你说等到孩子再大一点，他上学的时候你就轻松了吗？
Can the mother breathe better after her child is in school?
光是教功课就可以让平时温柔娴熟的母亲变得怒发冲冠。
Just teaching the kids homework can make the normally tender loving mother ferocious.
那更别等，你说更别说孩子上学之后参加课外活动、各种才艺补习、忙碌奔波接送之外，你说再好的脾气还能够也都变不好了，是不是
？Don't even think about a nice, cool, and calm temper after being busy chauffeuring the kids all day long to extracurricular activities, tutoring, and various other talent classes.
那等到孩子再大一点呢？到青少年时期就好了吗？我告诉你，母亲更紧张了。
As the kids grow older, is it better when they become teenagers? Mothers get even more nervous.
啊，她担心她的生活、她的功课、她的申请好大学，她有没有交上坏朋友，她有没有沉迷电脑游戏或是网络或手机等等。
Mother begin to worry about their lives, friends, and studies. Can they get into a good university? Will they be influenced by bad friends? Are they addicted to computer games, internet, or cell phone? And on and on.
啊，总算孩子长大了哈，妈妈还要为着孩子的工作、婚姻来担心，是不是？
When the kids are grown, mothers start worrying about their jobs and marriage.
那等到他结婚了呢？
Even after they're married.Have their own children, the mothers are still worrying about them.
似乎是永远停止不了，这就是母亲的爱。
It seems to be never ending. This is the mother's love.
但是很奇怪的一件事情，明明知道做母亲是那样的辛劳，那既然如此，很多这个女孩长大之后，你问她要不要当母亲，她还是要当母亲啊。
But the strange thing is that knowing full well how hard it is to be a mother,Very few girls do not want to be a mother after they are grown.
虽然今天有很多的成功女性，她们选择不愿意结婚，但是很奇怪是，她们竟然去愿意去领养小孩，或者是做试管婴儿来做单亲妈妈，这真是奇怪。
Although today there are some successful women who do not want to get married, but they are willing to adopt a child or make a test tube baby and become a single mom.
更是奇怪的是，有人做过调查。倘若夫妻离婚，必须要分家，只能在财产或是孩子当中做一个选择。大部分的丈夫都是选择要财产而不要孩子，而大部分的母亲都选择宁愿要孩子胜过财产。这就是母亲的伟大。
Even more surprising is that according to survey, after a divorce, if one can only choose between the property and the child, most husbands will choose to keep the property and not the children.But most mothers will choose to have the children rather than the property. I say this is the great maternal love.
所以有人说，人世间有各种各样的爱。如果要找一种比较接近上帝的爱，那我要说这就是母亲的爱。
Some people have said that there are many kinds of love in this world, but there's one kind of love that is much closer to the love of God. That is the mother's love.
有文人这样说，他说在世界上。堪与神爱差强比拟的，就只有母亲的爱。
Scholars have said the only love in this world that can barely match the love of God is the mother's love.
母亲的爱实在是何等的伟大，难怪有人坚称母亲是上帝赐给人类最特别的礼物。
Mother's love is really great. No wonder some people proclaim that mothers is a special gift given to us by God.
透过母亲，上帝向我们表达了什么叫做爱，并且可以体验爱的伟大。
Through our mother, God shows to us what is called love, and you can experience this great love.
因此，我们要纪念母亲的爱，并借此我们可以来认识、来体验上帝的爱。
Therefore, we want to commemorate our mother's love, and through it, we can learn and experience the love of God.
在圣经当中有记载许多伟大母亲的故事。
There are many great maternal love stories recorded in the Bible.
其中一个就是迦南妇人这位外邦女子。
One of which is a Canaanite woman, a Gentile lady.
那今天我们要从这位迦南妇人的故事当中来学习、认识并纪念母亲的爱，从纪念母亲的爱来认识、体验上帝的爱。
Today, from the story of the Canaanite woman, we will learn to recognize and commemorate the mother's love, and from remembering a mother's love, to understand and experience our God's love.
好，所以我们要从三方面来纪念母亲的爱。
We will remember mother's love in three aspects.
第一个是纪念母亲接纳的爱。
First, commemorate the love of mother's acceptance.
好，我们一起来读第22节，好吗？
Let's all read verse 22.
备，请。
A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession.
这位母亲呢, 她很可怜, 因为她是迦南妇人, 在当时犹太社会, 是被瞧不起的外邦女子。
This Canaanite woman is really an unfortunate mother.
在犹太人的社会当中, 她只能做奴仆, 卑女, 或当成二等公民, 甚至被当成狗来对待。
As a Gentile lady in the Jewish community at that time, she was looked down upon among Jews. She could only serve as a maid or slave and is treated as a second-class citizen or even like a dog.
更糟糕的是, 这位母亲的女儿被鬼附了。
If that's not bad enough, what made it worse is that her daughter was demon-possessed.
相信当时她在处在一个受到各种讥讽，连邻居的这种话柄取笑的对象。
At that time, it is believed that she was the talk of the neighborhood, subjected to all sorts of sarcastic ridicule.
甚至可能亲戚朋友都跟她划清界限，拒绝与她往来，免得也跟着被连累蒙羞了。
It is likely that all the friends and relatives had drawn the line to disassociate themselves with her so that they would not also be affected and implicated by her bad name.
那这位妇人呢，她这样说，她说：“可怜我。” 我的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
The woman said, Have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly by demon possession.
奇怪了，她怎么这么说呢？
That is strange. Who should be sympathized?
到底是谁要被可怜呢？
Who should be sympathized?
谁被鬼附了？
Who was demon possessed?
是谁负重病呢？
Who was seriously ill?
是她的女儿，不是她。
It was her daughter, not her.
应该是说, 哎呀, 可怜我的女儿啊。
She should say, Have mercy on my daughter.
但是她却说, 母亲却说, 可怜我。
But this mother said, Have mercy on me.
因为你能够了解母亲的心情吗?
Do you understand the mother's thinking?
真正可怜的是这位母亲。
The really pitiful lady is the mother.
因为这位迦南妇女, 她 又劳心又劳力, 一边要照顾被鬼附的女儿, 一边要忍受闲言闲语的讥讽, 受尽各样的痛苦跟折磨。
Because this Canaanite woman was carrying both the physical and the mental burden. She not only had to take care of her demon-possessed daughter, but also had to endure all the gossips and ridicules, experiencing all sorts of sufferings and torments.
你能够想象说，假如你家里有一个小孩得了精神分裂，经常进出精神病院，然后左右邻舍在指指点点，以及外人的异样眼光啊，闲言闲语，你心里感受怎么样？
Imagine that you have a child with schizophrenia, constantly in and out of the mental hospitals. You have to face people's strange and nasty looks and neighbors' gossip. How would you feel?
这位妇人一定经历过很多内心的痛苦。 并且没有办法跟人别人来诉说。
The woman must have experienced tons of pains inside, but she had no one to talk to.
这个女儿呢, 从外人的眼光看来, 是她的羞辱, 是她的累赘, 但是在母亲的眼中, 却是她的心肝, 她的宝贝。
In the eyes of others, her daughter was her shame and burden, but in her mind, the daughter is her sweetheart and her baby.
因为 这个母亲的无条件的接纳她。
Because a mother will accept unconditionally.
无论她再怎么不好, 她怎么样被人家取笑, 都不能够改变母亲对她的爱。
No matter how bad she was or how people made fun of her, none of that can change the mother's love for her.
我过去牧养的教会有一对姓张的夫妇。
I used to know a couple, Mr. and Mrs. Zhang.
他们全家都非常的优秀，但是却生了一个蒙古症的小孩。
The whole family of outstanding and accomplished, but they had a child with Down syndrome.
那在人看来呢，这个孩子是有缺陷的，甚至是羞耻的。
To some people, the child was defective or even shameful.
那其他的他父母亲也好，或者其他的孩子也都是在当地是顶尖优秀的。可是你看，这个孩子给这个家人带来多大的压力。
The rest of family is so outstanding and accomplished, but this family faced a lot of pressure because of this child.
然而他的母亲却做了一个决定，他把他的高薪的工作辞掉了，全职来照顾这位蒙古症的孩子。
But the mother made a decision. She quit her high-paying job to be a full-time mom to take care of her son with Down syndrome.
进出医院到好几次，无限次。 并且后来发觉他有音乐的天分的权利培养他。
They've been in and out of the hospital numerous times. Later, they discovered his talent in music and put in all their efforts to further develop his musical talent.
现在他们成立一个机构，到处借着音乐与见证分享来到处跟人家传福音。
Now they have formed a non-profit organization to spread the gospel through music and sharing of their testimony.
许多人听了大受感动。
A lot of people were deeply moved by their testimony. All of this was because of the love of the mother's acceptance.
有一位大学教授，他发了一卷问卷给他的同班的学生。
A professor handed out a questionnaire to his students.
只有两题。
There were only two questions.
那我们来回答看看。
Let's try to answer that.
第一题呢，是他很爱他。
The first question is,
男的很爱女的哈。
The first question is, he loves her dearly.
他细细的瓜子脸，弯弯的眉额，皮肤皙白哈，身材美丽动人。可是有一天，他不幸遇上车祸，痊愈之后，脸上留下几道大大的丑陋疤痕。那你觉得他会一如既往的爱她吗？
Her beautiful face, gorgeous features, and fair skin stole everyone's heart. But one day, she had a car accident. After recovery, her face was left with several prominent, ugly scars. Do you think that he will love her as before?
那答案是A, B, C，A就是一定会，那B呢是一定不会，C呢就是可能会。
The answer is A, B, or C. A is he definitely will, B is he definitely will not, C is maybe he will.
好，你的答案是什么？
What's your answer?
好，第二题。
The second question is,
他很爱他，那他是这个商界的精英，聪明能干，儒雅沉稳，英勇果决，认真打拼。突然有一天他破产了，你觉得他还会像以前一样爱他吗？
The second question is, she loves him wholeheartedly. He's a business elite. He's smart, elegant, calm, courageous, and decisive. He works hard. Suddenly, one day, he went bankrupt. Do you think that she will love him as before?
那答案还是一样, A, B, C. A呢就是一定会, B是一定不会, C呢就是可能会。
The answer is also A, B, or C. A is she definitely will, B, she definitely will not, C, maybe she will.
好，这个问卷收回来了，收回来发现。 第一题, 你猜有多少%答A?
After they collected the result of the questionnaire, for the first question, why don't you guess how many people answer A?
80%, 错了, 只有10% 选A, 还有10% 选B, 10% 10% 认为他一定会, 10% 认为他一定不会, 80% 认为可能会。
For the first question, 10% of the students chose A, 10% of the students chose B, and 80% of the students chose C.
好，那第二题的答案呢？好，收回来了，问卷收回来了。好，回答A的，你们猜有多少%？
For the second question, guess how many people answer A.
第二题呢，有30%的认为一定会A哈， 30%的认为不一定不会B， 然后40%的 可能会.
For the second question, 30% of students chose A, she definitely will. 30% of the students chose B, she definitely will not. And 40% of the students chose C, maybe she will.
那个教授呢，就把这个问卷的答案跟大家公布，然后笑一笑说，看来美女毁容比男人破产更让人不能容忍。
The professor announced the results and smiled and said, it appears that it is more difficult for people to accept the disfiguration of a beauty than the bankruptcy of a man.
然后他猜说，你们在做两道题的时候，潜意识里面是不是把它当成两个恋人的关系呢？
Let me guess, when you were answering these two questions, subconsciously, you were assuming that the man and the woman were lovers.
因为都是大学生嘛，所以他们说是啊，我们说全班很回答很整齐。
Yes, the entire class responded unanimously.
但是这个教授说，可是我的问题里面并没有说他们是恋人关系啊。
But the question itself did not say that he and she were lovers, right?
然后教授呢就说，好，我们再重新做一下哈。假设你把这个受访人当成当事人的母亲，这个他这个第一个字那个他当成是母亲，你们两道题再做一遍。
The professor, let's do it again. Why don't you assume that the respondent is the mother of the party who experienced the mishap? Let's do these two questions again.
好，就是把那个红字你看那红字改成母亲。
You change the red to a mother.
所以再做一次，结果呢，这个统计又发回来了。
And then they bring back the questionnaire.
你们猜这个比例是多少
？Guess what's the percentage?
A、B、C. 两题都是100%。
The results show that for both questions, 100% of students chose A.
说明在这世界上有一种爱，亘古绵长，无私无求，不因季节变化更替，不因名利浮沉，这就是母亲的爱。
This shows that in this world, there's one kind of love that is everlasting, selfless, and would not change with seasons, wealth, and fame. This is the love of the mother.
上帝的爱其实也是如此。
God's love is also the same.
他不在乎我们的身价高低，能力才干如何，或是我们的长相美丑。
He doesn't care how tall we are, how good looking we are, or our previous lives.
即使我们生命不完全了，有了缺陷，但在上帝眼中都是最宝贝的。
Even if our life is not complete with defects in the eyes of God, it is still the most precious.
就算我们多没出息啊，这个小孩的音乐会搞砸了，结果我相信母亲还是爱他的。
Regardless how useless we are, we mess up the recitals, and he still accepts us.
我们生命再怎么样的不完全，有了缺陷，在上帝的眼中。都是最宝贵的。
Regardless how imperfect we are in the eyes of God, we're still the most precious.
在我们生命当中有多么污秽，但是神总是无条件的接纳我们。
In our life, no matter how filthy we are, God always accepts us unconditionally.
而且主动的先来爱我们。
And He loves us first.
所以圣经告诉我们说，约翰福音约翰一书四章十节，我们一起来读好吗？
The Bible tells us, First John 4:10. Let's all read together.
请。
Know that we love God, but He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That is love.
因此，当你知道有一位如此爱你的神，愿意完全接纳你的神，因此你就可以在你不但在可以在一个被接纳的环境当中的爱中活出自信。我相信你人生道路也不会再孤单寂寞了。
So when you know that God truly loves you and completely accepts you under the circumstance, you will have your faith, your confidence, your life will never be lonely.
第二个，我们要纪念母亲付出的爱。
Second, we want to commemorate the love of the mother's giving.
好，我们来读24-25节。
Let's read verses 24 and 25.Jesus said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said.
好，这位妇人一定经历很多的煎熬折磨，我们刚刚已经讲过了哈。所以身为母亲，她为了这个女儿不断的付出，而且付出是额外的付出。
The woman must have experienced a lot of suffering and torments. As a mother, she continued to give everything for her daughter. She may have
他可能已经寻遍了各地的名医，但是就是没有办法医治他女儿的病。
She may have visited and tried all the doctors looking for the right one, but just could not find a way to cure her daughter.
他家庭经济也一定是每况愈下，为了他的女儿花尽了一切的这个财富。
The family's financial situation must also be getting worse by the day, for her daughter's illness, they must have spent all their fortune.
但即便如此，她仍然没有放弃希望，最后终于来到耶稣的面前寻求医治。
But even so, she still did not give up her hope, and finally she came to Jesus to seek for healing.
但耶稣来到啊，耶稣看到这个家这个妇人呢，圣经告诉我们是看到她的信心。但是我要说，其实她也是看到她的付出了。
Jesus saw the faith, given and devotion of this Canaanite woman.
那可惜她的门徒们却没有看到这位妇人的信心以及她的付出。
But the disciples could not see her faith and all she has done.
所以她就没有怜悯的心肠，觉得很不耐烦的要求耶稣把这个妇人赶走，叫她离开。
So they had no mercy for her in their heart. They even felt impatient and asked Jesus to tell the woman to leave.
但耶稣并没有直接责备门徒，但耶稣却这样说，他说，我奉差遣到以色列人当中寻找迷失的羊。
Jesus did not directly scold the disciples. He said, I was sent to Israel to look for the lost sheep.
那这位妇人呢，迦南妇人，她很聪明，她知道耶稣在直接回答他的呼求，因为耶稣只是在说明他侍奉对象的优先次序而已，并没有完全拒绝他的请求。
This woman is very smart to understand that Jesus was answering her cry because Jesus was only describing the priorities of his serving. He did not completely reject her request.
所以这位妇人就凭着信心，她来到耶稣的面前来敬拜主，对主说，主啊，帮助我。
So via faith, the woman came before Jesus to worship the Lord. She said to him, Lord, help me.
我想这一个动作，它背后要说明是这位母亲她甘愿为儿女付上任何代价的决心，而且是额外的付出。
I think underneath this act,It illustrates the resolution of this mother to willingly pay any price for her daughter, and it is over and above everything she has already done.
你看这个母亲过去已经试过了，锲而不舍，还有寻遍名医，花这么多钱，花那么大的代价，现在来了耶稣面前又被这样的羞辱责备，拍拍屁股就走了算了。可是这位妇人没有这样，她额外的，她到耶稣的面前来下跪，来敬拜。其实她倒不可以，她倒可以不用这样子做。
You can see that she was only persistent. She was not only persistent in the past to visit and try all the doctors, but also now she came in front of Jesus to kneel down and worship. In fact, she didn't have to do this because.
为什么呢？因为我们都知道耶稣后来医治她的原因呢，是因为她的信心。耶稣都说了，所以不是被她的热诚感动。但是他却额外的诚恳的鼓起勇气向耶稣下跪恳求。
Because we all know the reason that Jesus later healed her daughter was because of her faith, not because he was touched by her enthusiasm. But when even there was no need, she courageously and sincerely knelt down to Jesus and begged him.
那这位母亲呢？她不管众人用什么异样的眼光来看她。就算别人认为啊，他疯了啊，也没有关系。只要能够医他好，医好他的女儿，他不顾一切的来到耶稣面前下拜，并且说：“主啊，帮助我。”
She didn't care how people look at her. It doesn't matter even if people think that she was crazy. As long as he could heal her daughter, she would put aside everything to come and kneel down before Jesus and said, "Lord, help me."
请注意哈，这位母亲刚又说，请。帮助我，不是帮助那个女儿。
Please take another look. The words "help me" wasn't it supposed to help that demon-possessed daughter? But she said, "Help me."
需要帮助的不就是那个被鬼附的女儿吗？但是为什么她对耶稣说帮助我呢
？Wasn't it supposed to help that demon-possessed daughter? But she said, "Help me."
你再一次让我们体会到一个母亲的心。那母亲的心是跟女儿、儿女的心连在一起的。
Once again, it allows us to appreciate a mother's heart. Mothers and their children are connected together.
儿女身上的病痛就是母亲心里的痛。
The illness and sufferings of the children are the pain in the mother's heart.
他看见儿女受伤被折磨，母亲内心当然也跟着流泪与痛苦啊。
Seeing the children being injured and tormented, the mother will also be shedding tears and feeling the pain inside her heart.
儿女生病，做母亲的总是最难过的。
When the children are sick, the mother hurts the most.
所以我们会常说，这个痛在儿身，疼在娘心啊。
This is what the Chinese said: the injury is on the body of the children, but the hurt is inside the mother's heart.
我相信我们在座很多人都可能经历类似的故事。可能我们小时候生病，母亲为我们到处求医，甚至急着向人家下跪寻求帮助的故事，让我们记忆犹新。
I believe that many of us have similar experience. Perhaps we got sick when we were a child. Our mothers visited all over the place trying to find the right doctor for us. You may even still remember that she was so worried and anxious that she knelt down and begged somebody for help.
上帝的爱其实也是如此。
God's love is the same.
我们原本都是该灭亡的罪人。
We were all sinners and should have perished.
那上帝是一个全能的大主宰，他原本可以就是光赦免我们，他有慈爱，就赦免我们所有的罪就好了。
God is Almighty. He could have just forgiven our sins and be done with it.
但是却因为他的恩典，他愿意为我们付出额外的代价来拯救我们。
But God was willing to offer additional grace to save us.
所以他放弃坐在天上荣耀宝座，而进入到这个罪恶的世界。
He gave up his throne in the heaven and come into this world.
他亲自担当我们的过犯，而不是随便派一个天使来完成。
He will carry our sins. It's not just sending an angel.
他借着耶稣基督那圣洁羔羊来代替我们这罪恶满贯的迷途羔羊。
Through the death of Jesus Christ, the innocent and holy Lamb, He cleansed the sins of us, the lost sheep.
那从降生在卑微的马槽开始，他一生的目的就是要救赎我们这罪而受死。
From the time of His birth in a humble manger, the purpose of His whole life was to die for our sins.
他不但就受尽了一切的羞辱与痛苦而无怨无悔。甚至在临死前还为那些钉死他的人祈求赦免，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
He went through all the sufferings and the torment and he still prayed for those people who crucified him.
最后他毫无保留的牺牲他自己的性命，就算死也要死的有尊严一点，但是他却被残忍的钉死在当时最恐怖的十字架上。
He sacrificed for us, and finally he died on the brutally crucified on the cross.
在当时，十字架不是像我们今天这样的那么轻松，到处都看到十字架。当时是非常是那种十大这种最大恶极的罪犯才被钉十字架的。
At that time, only the worst criminal are nailed and crucified on the cross.
那当时是最羞辱的记号，今天却成为一个荣耀的记号。
At that time, that was the most humiliation of all, but today is a symbol of glory.
在以赛亚书53:5这样告诉我们。
In Isaiah 53:5,
让我们一起来读。
Let's all read together.
因他受的刑。
The punishment that brought us peace was him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们看见如今神已将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来，使我们的生命被改变成为一个新造的人，就是神额外付出的大爱啊。
And more importantly, he has already saved us from our transgressions and sins. He has changed our lives so that we can become a newborn person. This is the extra grace he gave us. This is the love of God.
最后一个我们要纪念母亲牺牲的爱。
Lastly, we want to commemorate Mother's sacrificial love.
我们一起来读26-27节。
Let's all read together verses 26-27. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
好，当耶稣回答妇人说，不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
Jesus answered the woman said, not right to take the children's bread to let the dogs eat.
我们可能觉得很奇怪，为什么仁慈善良的耶稣这时候讲话怎么变得尖酸刻薄，如此羞辱人呢？
Why did the kind and gentle Jesus spoke in such a harsh tone to humiliate people?
原来当时犹太人把外邦人当作是奴仆，或是当作狗。
It turns out that the Jews at that time treated the Gentiles as servants or even like a dog.
耶稣这句话一方面是隐喻门徒对迦南妇人的错误心态，但另外一方面是在考验这位妇人的信心有多大。
This was actually a sort of metaphor that Jesus was trying to highlight the wrong attitude that the disciples had toward the Canaanite woman. On the other hand, it was a test of how much faith the woman had.
所以主耶稣并没有藐视那位迦南妇人，而是在这里只是借此表明他事工的先后次序。
Jesus did not intend to belittle this Canaanite woman. He was just trying to show the order of his ministry.
他原是要使救恩先临到犹太人，然后才轮到外邦人。
He came originally to give salvation to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
但是当这位母亲说，她说，主啊，是的，狗也吃主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
But when the mother said, Lord, yes, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off from the tables of the masters.
他谦卑地承认他自己的身份只不过是一只狗，而且又勇敢地宣称他是条家狗，因为那个原文那个狗呢，是不是外面的野狗，是指家狗，家里的属于主人的。
She humbly admitted that her social status was like a dog.And yet, she boldly claimed to be a house dog belonging to the master.
所以，既然是属于主人的，他就有权吃主人儿女所不要的碎渣，这是他的权利啊。
Thus, they have the right to eat the crumbs that the children of the master would not eat.
所以你家的狗啊，你养的狗，你不给他吃，那个保护动物协会就来找你了。
So,
他有权的啊，他有权的吃你的那个。
So if you don't give food to your dog at home, and the animal lovers will come after you, because they have the right to eat.
所以这是迦南妇人呢，她就算把自己当成狗，但是她没有忘记她的权利。狗也吃主人儿女她不要的这些碎渣啊，这是她权利啊。
So she did not forget. I mean, even the dog has a right. So they even as a gentle, they have the right to eat.
而且你看，她一连三次称呼主啊。主啊，主啊，你看他对耶稣实在是很有信心的，所以耶稣才会说你的信心是大的，照着你所要的给你成全了吧。
You see that she called the Lord three times. She really had a lot of faith in Jesus. So Jesus said, you have great faith. Let's have it done just as you want.
所以请注意，这位母亲呢，不是在耍嘴皮子或玩文字游戏，这位母亲大信心的背后有一种牺牲的大爱没有被看见的。
Please note that this mother was not just giving lip service or playing the word games. Behind the great face of this mother, there's a sacrificial love that had not been seen.
因为当母亲说狗也吃主人桌上掉下来的碎渣，她知道神赐恩给谦卑的人，阻挡骄傲的人。
Because when the mother replied, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the table of their master, she knew that God gives grace to the humble people and inhibits the proud.
我相信如果用现代的语言来解读，应该这母亲她是这样说的，她说，为了能够救我的女儿，就算让我去当狗受羞辱，我都愿意。
I believe that in modern language,It can be interpreted as, in order to save my daughter, I'm even willing to be humiliated like a dog.
这种为儿女受羞辱的爱，这就是母亲牺牲的爱。
This kind of love, being willing to take humiliation for their children, is the mother's sacrificial love.
可能我们记忆犹新，在多年前中国四川大地震发生的时候，许多在这个瓦砾堆中发现许多尸体。是母亲用身体保护他们的孩子，许多的孩子因此而幸存下来，这就是牺牲的爱。
Maybe we still can remember several years ago after the Sichuan Wenchuan earthquake. Many of the bodies found in the rubbles were mothers. They protected the children with their own bodies, and as such, many of their children survived. This is sacrificial love.
而这种牺牲的爱呢, 是不分种族, 职业, 教育, 身份, 时代的。
This sacrificial love is the same regardless of race, occupation, education, social status, and age.
在圣经当中也提到, 有关于母亲牺牲爱的故事。
Bible also recorded the sacrificial love of mother, the story about the sacrificial love.
在列王记上3章16到18节那里记载一个故事。
1 Kings chapter 3 verses 16 through 18 recorded a story.
就是有两个真假妈妈为了争夺孩子在那里吵架，告到所罗门王那里去。
There were two mothers, one true and one false. They fought for a child and went to argue before King Solomon.
我们都知道这个两个母亲本来是母亲，可是其中一个的母亲呢，她自己的孩子死掉，就把别人的孩子抱过来。那两个都称了，这是我的孩子，这是我的孩子。
We all know these two mothers. One mother, her son died, and he took the son of the other mothers, and they both say that this is my son. They were fighting for that child.
那我们知道，在3000多年前还没有DNA啊，我们怎么可以是分辨出来呢？
More than 3 years ago, there was no DNA.
3,000 years.
3,000 years ago, there was no DNA test. How could they tell whose son is that?
但是3000年前就有牺牲的爱了。
3,000 years ago, there was this sacrificial love.
那个所罗门，我们知道他很有智慧了。King
Solomon, full of wisdom from God.
他怎么分辨呢？他就叫部下来，对他说：“把刀子拿来，好，孩子摆在那里，好，你们都不要争了，把刀劈开，一人一半，那就好了。”King
Solomon told his subordinates, "Bring me a sword and cut the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other."
当然，我们知道哪有天下那这么糊涂的审判官会把活人劈活活劈死，劈开一半，一人给一半的这个。 但是这我们知道，这是一种智慧的考验。Of
course, there's no such stupid judge who will cut the living baby in two and give each one half. This is simply a test of wisdom.
你要听到是所罗门这样讲的时候，那个假妈妈哈，假的妈妈就说好了，哎，你不给我哈，我也不给你哈，劈开就算了，就劈就劈，劈了无所谓了哈。Upon
hearing the words of King Solomon, the fake mother said, "Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two."
但是真正的母亲心里就急起来了。真正的母亲就说：“主啊，主啊，把这个孩子给他吧，我不要了，我不要了，千万不要杀他。”But
the real mother became really anxious. The real mother said, "Please, my Lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him."
这就是那位真母亲才有那种牺牲的爱啊。This
is the sacrificial love only the real mother has.
她爱到一个地步，为了保住她的孩子，连自己儿子都可以给人。只要儿子还活着，母亲受再大的损失、再大的痛苦、再大的羞辱，她都甘心愿意来牺牲。
Since she loves her child to such a degree that she will be willing to give away her own son just to keep the child alive. As long as her son is alive, she is willing to sacrifice no matter how much loss, how much pain, how much humiliation that she has to endure.
因为真正的爱不是去占有，而是牺牲。有爱就有牺牲，就肯奉献，就肯舍弃。
This is because true love is not to possess, but to sacrifice. As long as there's love, there's sacrifice. We'll be willing to sacrifice and willing to give up.
母亲的爱纵使这么样的伟大， 但是这是人间的母爱， 只能狭义的用在自己和孩子身上。
Although mother's love is great, it is still human love. This kind of human love can only be applied to his or her own son and not loved for somebody else.
不属于自己的就无法去爱了。
So you cannot love someone else's son.
但上帝的爱就不同了。
But God's love is not like that.
圣经告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至我们一起来读好吧，预备，请。
The Bible says, God so loved the world.
神爱全世界每个人，每一个人都在他的大爱包容之下。
God loves all the people in the entire world. Everyone is under His great love.
神爱世人到一个地步，甚至愿意为我们将他唯一的独生爱子耶稣赐给我们。
God so loved the world to a point He was even willing to give His only begotten Son Jesus to us.
他愿意舍弃三位一体的神，其实就是他自己愿意舍弃他的性命来救赎我们。
Willing to give up His life to redeem us.
为了我们的罪，牺牲了他自己。
For our sins, He sacrificed His own life.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神的爱何等的伟大。
Dear brothers and sisters, how great is God's love?
但是你经历到他的爱吗？
Have you already experienced His love?
倘若在座我们有人还没有经历，还没有接受上帝的爱，而不知道如何去接受，其实很简单的。
If any one of you who has not yet accepted the love of God and does not know how to accept, it is actually very simple.
你怎么去接纳母亲的爱？你可以同样的用相同的方式，敞开你的心去接纳上帝的爱，你就可以成为神的儿女。
You can open your heart to accept the love of God in the same way that you accepted your mother's love, then you can become the children of God.
就像那个浪子离家，但是有一天他后悔，他愿意回到家来。那母亲一直在那里等待着。同样的，神也仍在等待我们回家，可以经历神的大爱。
Jesus is still waiting for you, just like a mother who is still waiting for the children who have left home. Go home, and you will be able to experience the great love of God.
我们从这个迦南妇人当中，我们看见一位母亲是何等的伟大。
We see how great this Canaanite mother is.
但反观我们来看这个女儿，她什么都没有做，就得到母亲接纳的爱、付出的爱和牺牲的爱。
In contrast, her daughter did not do anything. She received the mother's love of acceptance, the love of giving, and the sacrificial love.
那我们也一样，我们好像什么都没有做，就得到上帝对我们接纳的爱、付出的爱和牺牲的爱。
We too didn't do anything. We also received God's love of acceptance, love of giving, and sacrificial love.
那当我们今天在母亲节，我们思想母亲的爱，我相信每个人心中都有一份亏欠。
Today on this Mother's Day, as we are thinking about mother's love, I believe we all feel in our mind that we owe a low of debt to our mom.
倘若仍有机会，我们要好好的孝顺，回报母恩。
If we still have a chance, we should do everything we can to pay her back for her love.
同样的，我们也思想天父的爱。当我们思想天父的爱，我们也有亏欠，因此我们要回报主恩，愿意回应主的爱，去爱主更深。
Also, thinking of the Father's love, we also owe Him. So we have to also pay back for His grace, willing to respond to the Lord's love and to love Thee even more.
我们是否决定，觉得我们是应该有这样的爱主更深的行动呢？
Do we feel that we should this kind of the act to love the Lord even more?
没有人同意，没有人理我。好，如果愿意的话，我们一起起立，我们来唱这首《爱主更深》。
If you're willing, please stand up and sing this song, "More Love to Thee."
I, 我愿深切。